normally the lower
doesn't have much power to correct the higher. If somebody knows Spanish much better than you, there's not much chance you'll be able to correct him.
Right.
Because he knows everything that you know.
Right.
Okay. On the other hand, you may come across some book or some Spanish word that he doesn't know. And you'll say, what about this Spanish word? And he may say, oh, I've never heard that word before. And so that doesn't mean you can't maybe trigger something in him.
Right.
You know. So there's not a lot of chance of us correcting the Tibetan.
Right.
We may have some facts available that he may not know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we could give him a bunch of facts, and he'd say, well, let me put those facts together in my mind. And the way he'd put them together would probably be on a higher level than we would put them together. So he may come up with a totally different conclusion from the facts than us.
Right.
But the lower can give a lot of facts and details to the higher. But as far as the power to see light and reason,
right,
you know, we wouldn't have a lot of luck correcting Christ if he were here.
Right.
You know?
Well, I'm in this situation with my children. I mean, in a sense, I view them as lower because they're younger and whatever. And when I have my interactions with them, they're not sitting there telling me, Mom, you need to do da 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 da. You know, but in that situation, they appear lower. But in reality, I think what's happening is they represent the trigger. But then maybe it's my higher self or whatever that's shedding the light on that situation.
Well, yeah, you see, your interactions with your children help you be a better mother.
Right.
And you're learning from that experience.
Right.
But it's not because your kids sit down and say,
exactly,
Mom, this is how you can be a better mom.
Exactly. Right.
You know, they aren't doing that to you. But
right,
the experience.
Right.
And the same thing, the Tibetan had created a group around him, and he had certain expectations, and it wasn't as successful as he expected, and he learned a lot,
mm-hmm,
but he didn't learn a lot because the people in the group says, okay, DK, this is what you need to know. I mean, it didn't happen that way. It happened because he was working with those people, and he learned, it was part of a learning experience for him,
mm-hmm,
just going through the process, you know. Because all of us, no matter how high we are up, even the God of the universe created this universe to come down and explore and learn more about everything that, all the possibilities that were out there. And so learning never really stops.
So it's a glamour then to want outside approval.
Yeah, anything where you're desiring outside approval is connected to glamour. That's a pretty good phraseology on it. Okay, let's go through some others. The glamour of duty. Have I said this yet?
No.
Okay. Yeah, duty is another thing that's good. It's good that we do our duty, but if we do our duty for the wrong reason, it's a glamour. He says, this leads to an overemphasis of the sense of responsibility, producing lost motion, and the emphasis on the non-essential. Okay? So if you're working just to do your duty, maybe you've got so much attention on there because you want to be known as the guy that does his duty that he says you wind up wasting a lot of time. And this is what a lot of glamours do. They cause a lot of time wasting because it's not productive to go riding your motorcycle around to show everybody how you got that new motorcycle. I mean, what does that accomplish? It's just a waste of time as far as any process of evolution is concerned. And all these glamours produce a lot of time wasted. Okay. The glamour of environing conditions, leading frequently to a sense of frustration, of futility, or of impotence. In other words, people say, well, I can't accomplish anything because of my situation. That's what they say. Yeah, I've got this situation, like Artie could say, because I have to take care of my mom, we can't even have a gathering or whatever. So you need to feel sorry for me. Okay, so she's real good that way. She doesn't demand anyone feel sorry for her because she has spent so much time. She's at home right now taking care of her mom. And she doesn't expect anyone to feel sorry for her. She handles it pretty good. And so, but a lot of people want to take the conditions they're in and say, well, you know, I can't really, I'm handicapped through this situation, so... you know, you can't. I'm doing my best. So they want to project the idea they're doing their best with what they have when they're not really doing their best. Okay. The glamour of mind and its efficiency, and its capacity to deal with any and every problem. This leads inevitably to isolation and loneliness. That's interesting. So, in other words, the guy that thinks I can deal with any problem I have, and he doesn't reach out for help from other people that are willing and able to help him, then he starts to feel isolated. And that again, remember, glamours produce the feeling that you're separate from everybody else. So if you see yourself as too self-sufficient beyond what you really are, then that is a glamour. The glamour of devotion. This was very strong during the age of Piscean because the ray that governs devotion is ray 6. Ray 6 governed the age of Pisces.
Religion.
Very strongly. Right. And about this he says, this leads to an undue stimulation of the astral body. A man or woman thus glamored sees only one idea, one person, one authority, and one aspect of truth. It feeds fanaticism and spiritual pride.
Mormonism.
What say?
Mormonism.
Right. Another, the glamour of desire with its reflex action upon the physical body. This leads to a constant condition of fighting and turmoil and negates all peace and fruitful work and must someday be brought to an end. The glamour of its desire with its reflex action.
You're talking about being horny?
Yeah.
Desire.
Well, that's kind of an interesting one. Reflex action of desire. In other words, he talks about the reflex action of desire. You desire something and it produces an immediate reflex action. Whereas the person without the glamour, he desires something and he doesn't go by the reflex. He switches to the mind and say, is following this desire the right thing to do? So, that reflex action of desire, action, desire. That has to be dispelled. So it's desire, mind, judgment, then action, rather than just desire, action. A good example of this, you go up to somebody and you say, you're a SOB to them, you know. And they'll say, what? Well, you're a SOB, you know. So he calls them that right back, okay? So you insult me, I'll insult you. Or if you come to somebody, boy, you're really stupid. Okay, well, you're really stupid. See, that's the reflex action. Okay, this is what has to be overcome. So somebody comes and insults you, you might say, you, instead of doing the reflex, you go up to the mind, make a judgment, and you turn around and say, why did you feel the need to insult me? Okay. Or why did you say that? What, you, do you have a problem with me?
JJ, but wouldn't it be another example be like people who have these one-night stands?
Yeah, that's a reflex action where you're tempted and just give in because
right.
It's right there.
Right.
That's more connected with Maya, though, but Maya in connection with desire. Because that sex is connected to that strong pull of the matter. You know, produces that strong sexual instinct, and then it connects it with desire, and that reflex action kicks in too, makes the sexual temptation one of the most powerful that we have.
What about bulimia? Is that a reflex action?
What?
What about bulimia? Overeating, stuffing, gluttony? Would that be a reflex?
That's Maya.
Desire?
Yeah, it could be connected with an inferiority complex.
And that would be an illusion.
No, it would be a glamour.
An inferiority complex would be a glamour?
Yeah, inferiority complex is a glamour.
That produces
separate. Something programmed by your parents that's just told you you're stupid a lot, and you got that planted in your
pretty
mind.
Pretty much where they come from.
But most inferiority complexes are related to glamour in some way.
So superiority and inferiority are both.